enforced and by all the authority committed to us in the days of common good, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Councillor Reeves, apologies and leaves of absence. Second, Councillor, so it's Councillor Bishop and Councillor Bowditch. Is there any dissent? For the all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, aye. Ayes have it carried. Confirmation of the previous meeting. Councillor Scholes, Councillor Woodruff. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. Ayes have it carried. Disposal of any pecuniary or non-pecuniary interests. Councillor Woodruff.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, item three. Environmental services agenda 10.A, page 364, Minville Coal Continued Operations Project. My employer undertakes work for the applicant, so I have a pecuniary interest in that item. The second one is also in environmental services, item 10.9, page 3 in the supplementary business paper, DA 2020-40, geotechnical investigations in vegetation clearing. I have a pecuniary interest in that, Mr. Mayor, as one of my immediate family members is employed by the applicant. The third one is in the community infrastructure, item 11.1, page 372, Crown Roads proposed to be closed at Whitehall. I have a pecuniary interest in that, Mr. Mayor, my employer on the case of the applicant in that case as well.
Thank you, Councillor Woodruff. Councillor Bowditch.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have three. Item 10.8, the Mangoola Coal Continuation Operation Project. On 362, page 362, I currently contract to do some work at Mangoola. The DA for the Geotechnical Investigation, Earthworks and Vegetation Clearing on 10.9 on S3. I'm a member of the Wanneroo Aboriginal Land Council and they are doing works with them. And 11.1, Crown Roads, proposed to be closed on Wybong, page 372, which again is Mangoola. I do work for those.
Thank you.
Just the one for myself. I've got 19.2, which has been closed to council regarding Richard Gill School lease terms. My daughter is involved in the 10 next.
Are there any other discussions? That then takes us to public participation. Now, this can't happen, we'll do it later in the agenda. Are we in a position to hear from the public participants?
You might ask.
So we have Dane Walmsley in public participation. Mr. Walmsley, are you able to hear us?
Yes.
Yes. Are you, typically, you've got 5 minutes. You must. Welcome to say anything that you wish to say about the application, but equally, if it is that you just want to answer questions that any councillors may have, you're quite entitled to do that as well. We really are in your hands. You have 5 minutes, though, if you do wish to say anything, although typically we're quite happy to extend that, and you are the only public participant tonight. No, unfortunately, Mr. Walmsley, we can't hear you.
He's muted.
Are you able to turn your mute off? Sorry about that.
That's right. Can you hear us now?
Clearly. It's very good, actually.
So my boss, Ray Bowen, is going to say a couple of words.
We're just interested to see what the council's position is on this particular review in light of the previous deferral, and I'm happy to, Dane's the project manager of the Early Education Centre, Kurt Daly is my construction manager. We're happy to take questions from councillors if required, but yeah, we're just keen to get on with the project as it stands. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any one else from your camp that would like to say some words before I invite councillors to ask any questions that they might have?
No, not at this point in time.
No, thank you.
Councillor Scholes, did you have a question?
Well, it's not directly that connected to the childcare centre. It's more to do with just the general traffic considerations up there with the school, the primary school and the childcare. Childcare centre traffic set up to be appears to be safe and will manage that traffic well. But we do have a problem up on the stock route and with regards to queuing traffic out on the stock route. And I have made arrangements with the council officer, potentially we might arrange a private meeting with Mr. Jane because it's not directly associated with this DA. The only other thing I have anything to do with relation to the DA is seeing as we have the project manager there, and it's particularly, it's only very petty, it's the interaction with the footpath of the construction vehicles on the existing building, construction site, and all the rest of it, I think believes should be better managed.
Yes, I can speak to that now if you like. I personally have requested HVAC, the building contractor, to keep the footpath and road clear. And it has been noted a number of times by council representatives that the site manager has been out there cleaning the road. And there was an email approximately 3 weeks ago from HVAC to a member of council stating that there was also people not involved in the construction projects that are bringing some of the dirt onto the road. And that was acknowledged. I can again instruct the builder to continue to keep the road clean, but there's also other people contributing to that matter as well.
That's all the problem.
Sorry, Mr. Walmsley. Interrupted, I think.
So it's general public down through the neighbouring fields.
Correct.
You might just point that out one day.
Sorry. Kurt just pointed out that I should make it clear that it was general public going through the fields, not any member of our construction team.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to say in response? Do any other councillors have questions? Can I just ask? Are you still foreshadowing a motion to defer this item until July ordinary council meeting or not?
No, I'm not going to defer it. As long as the discussions I have with the director with regards to approaching Mr. James with regards to their internal project management, it doesn't directly affect the CA.
Well, it's just the problem is that then it enlivens the very thing that I haven't now prepared. Thinking that
that's... Oh, well, I can move that motion. I don't really have a problem.
Well, I think it would be my preference. I can resolve my issue tonight. It's just not going to be able to be resolved in the order on the business paper. And we might just have to adjourn for a few moments just so that I can explain what it is I'm hoping to have drafted.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do that. It would be nice to be able to resolve all tomorrow.
Yes, I think so. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Walmsley and the other applicant representatives there. We're going to proceed now with the rest of the agenda. You're most welcome, of course, to continue on the screen there. But just to let you know that when it comes to the item, which is listed very early on in the business paper, I'm going to ask that we take a short adjournment just so that a few things can be drafted and then we return and then we'll probably return and proceed with the rest of the agenda. But the moment that's drafted, we'll try and get it onto the business paper again so that we can, so that you're not on the video conference all night if that's what you're proposing to do. All right. There are no mineral minutes. Which I think then takes us to this item 10.1, which is the CA 47 of 2019, the Section 8.3 review of the centre-based childcare facility. Can I move with respect to that matter? Actually, can I move this, that the council take a short 5-minute adjournment,
yep,
so that I can ask for some further documents to be drafted. Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. So it's carried. So we'll return in about, I hope, 5 minutes. We won't trouble the recording because it's separate.
Is everyone?
The recording's back on now.
We're back on? We're recording now?
Right. Well, can I move then a motion? It's 10.1, which is the item we came to before the adjournment.
It's DA 47/2019.
Thank you. And I move a motion in the form of that recommended by staff. Is there a seconder for that?
Awesome.
Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put that. If all those in favour could raise a hand. That's unanimous and carried. And can I move a motion that pursuant to section 217 of the Roads Act, the owner of land, being lot 1 of DP 107.0178 adjoining Skeletar Stock Route, be required to contribute 50% of the cost towards the construction of curb and guttering and footpath across the frontage of the development site. I might just remove the words development site of the lot. As required by Council's curb and gutter and footpath contributions policy, and then the number of that policy. Is there a second for that? Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
I thought you know, so it's carried. Gentlemen, as you would have heard, the DA has been approved unanimously in the form of that recommended by staff in the business paper. And please, you're most welcome to continue on the stream if you wish, but don't feel that you have to either. All right, so 10.2. With respect to that matter, can I move that Council determined the Section 8.3 review of DA 37/2019 by confirming its Form 8 2020 determination and declining any change to its decision. For the reason that Council views Condition 16 and 17 as reasonably related to the development as Lake Liddell is constructed and continues to serve the Liddell power station. Councillor Woodruff, is there any dissent? I put that in all those in favour can raise a hand. That's unanimous and carried. 10.3 is the DA 50/2019, the notification of the draft planning agreement, the asphalt plan at Enterprise Crescent Muscle. Councillor Scholes, Councillor Foy, any dissent? I put it, all those in favour, if you can raise a hand. That's carried and unanimous. And 10.4 is DA 54/18. The demolition of the commercial building and construction of a three-storey commercial building and alterations to the existing commercial building being lost in house. Councillor Foy, Councillor Ledlam, any dissent? Now, I put back in all those opposed to raise our hand. And that's unanimous and carried. 10.5, administrative amendment to the Muscle Local Environmental Plan of 09 for three race course road to Musselbrook. Is there a movement for that? Councillor Newton.
Oh.
Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put that then. All those in favour, you can raise their hand. Unanimous and carried. 10.6 is the draft Musselbrook strategic planning statement. For exhibition, Councillor Woodruff,
Councillor Littler, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 10.7 is the Flying Fox Grants Program. Councillor Foy, Councillor Littler, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 10.8, with respect to that matter, with respect to 10.8, thank you. Can I just note that the source of the funds mentioned in that report being unrestricted cash, at least for the moment, but otherwise move a motion in the form of that recommended.
Yep.
Councillor Ward,
yep.
Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 10.9 is the ZA impact. Am I right? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, bit of yeah. Oh, they're all conflicted in any event. If it happens.
Yeah.
We both declared the conflict this item as well. And indeed, the one after as well. 10.9, I'm happy to move a motion in the form that I recommended. If there be a seconder? Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour, if you could raise a hand. That's carried and unanimous. 11.1 is the Crown Road's proposed to be closed Y-hole. With respect to that matter, can I move that the matter be considered at the July Ordinary Council meeting following discussion with the local Aboriginal Land Council and, where appropriate, other local Aboriginal groups? Is there a seconder for that motion? Councillor Deans. Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The contrary nay. The ayes have it. And now we have. Thank you, Councillor. So this is Reg Thornton Memorial Drive. Recommendation.
Yep.
Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Ward.
Yeah, I can say
seems appropriate. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 11.3, I think the same duo. Councillors Woodruff, Councillor Ward. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 11.4, Councillor Scholes. Sorry, 11.4, I've got water and wastewater levels of service.
Yes.
Councillor Scholes, Councillor Woodruff. Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. I was under strict instructions to read out the item titles, and of course I've forgotten already. 11.5 is the environmental impact statement for the Food Garden Organics Processing Facility. Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent?
Yeah.
I put that. If all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
No, that's the contrary. Aye. That's that. It's carried. 11.6, Councillor Foy. Is there a second for Councillor Littler? Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary nay. That's how it's carried. 12.1 is councillor fees for the forthcoming financial year. I just note that they are in fact no rise at all. So we shouldn't have a problem finding a mover and a seconder. Councillor Foy. Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 12.2 is the enterprise risk management policy and framework. Councillor Scholes, Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's carried. 12.3 is the road development standards policy. Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Eads, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's carried. 12.4 is the information access and management policy.
Yes.
Councillor Scholes, Councillor Foy, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Aye. Carried. 12.5. Councillor Lindland and Councillor Scholes, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Aye. Carried. 12.6 is the community grants program. Councillor Lindland, Councillor Woodruff, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
I can't you know. It's carried. 12.7 is the store of material stock tax. Councillor Eads, Councillor Lindland, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
I can't you know. It's carried. 12.8 is the carryover project. Councillor Lindland, Councillor Scholes. Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. Carried. 12.9. Councillor Lindland, Councillor Foy, I think. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. Carried. I'd like to thank Councillor Lindland and the staff office involved in what I think would be an extremely important progress with our reconciliation with our Aboriginal people. Really look forward to how that evolves. Councillor's item 12.10, which is the report on the VPA arrangements. Councillor Scholes, Councillor Eads, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. Carried. 12.11, Councillor Lindland, the report on investments. Seconded. Councillor Scholes, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. Carried. 12.12 is the financial report. Councillor Lindland, Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. Carried. 12.13, the planning and environmental services. Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Lindland, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. Carried. I think I'm going to have to get a glass of water. So 12.14, community services. Councillor Eads.
Yes.
Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. Carried. There are no notices of motion as I understand it. Or indeed reports from committees. There are no questions with notice, as I understand it. Council reports, if there be any. Council,
I've just got one. It's in relation to a fortunate on Southern Representative Council, the Lioness changeover, which is great, and it was great being able to be there with the ladies and thank them and acknowledge their
members
of the town. Pardon?
Those lioness ladies.
There was quite a few ladies there as well, so it was an interesting thing. Most of my mother's acquaintances and friends, actually, so it was interesting. But the significant thing that I picked up at the meeting is that I'm not sure whether councillors are aware, is that lionesses will cease to exist in 12 months' time. That basically Lion International is closing down the lioness as a brand, as a name, and they, in the next couple of weeks, have to vote on what they do going forward, whether they merge with the Lions, form themselves a Lions Club, form some organisation of their own, or even combine with, say, like a view club or something like that. So they're in a rather point of flux for the where they are now, what they're going to do. I did indicate to the Lioness officers, if they could keep the council informed as to what decisions were being made and how they were being made. We'd be very unfortunate to lose the ladies as a organisation. I did get the tone of the actual Lionesses. I can't see them combining with the Lions Club. They're
shake up the Lions Club, wouldn't it?
So it was particular of interest, and there might be some opportunity. They decided to go alone as a standalone, call themselves the Kendra Club or something like that, because they've got reasonably still good reserves individually as a club. And this is a vibrant club, it's still an active club, and if in some way, we can make sure that they function as a volunteer group within the town, which provides facilitate.
Why wouldn't they just?
Because Lions International is basically all the Lions clubs. Well, I'm not sure if everyone's aware, but I'm a member of Rotary in town, and it's struggling. Most of the service clubs are struggling in numbers, and Lions International, because they're struggling so much as a whole organisation, they're basically saying, well, the Lioness can't stand alone, so they're actually basically removing the trademark, so they can't even use the Lioness term, so they have the trademark, so they actually have to become Lions or go independent.
Can I actually tell you something about that? Lionesses are people who are a project of Lions. They've never stood alone, they've always been a Lion project. They don't want to become Lions. They've had 2.5 years to figure this out, and they don't want to, because they have to pay fees for one thing. There's a lot of things behind this.
Yeah, no. So they've got about the next 2 weeks as to what they're going to do.
Well, I think it's right that we should want to keep ourselves informed of it and give them every encouragement and our support we can. Are there any other councillor reports? I've got questions without notice, Councillor Babbage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Three questions. The first one has two parts to it. In the EIS study I've been going through on the stage two of Edgerton Road upgrade, it doesn't clearly state what are actually going to happen along that section where we have some endangered orchids and grasses in that area that even the council section can't even slash between those certain periods. There's nothing clearly in the EIS to state what we're going to do to protect those flora and fauna in that area. So if I can, you know, have that or report come back clearly to find out what we're going to do to protect those orchids and that grass in that area, and if we're going to move them.
Is that appropriate to take on notice? So we'll take that on notice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if we can, to the councillors, have an update on how we're going with the opening of the new section of stage one of Edgerton Road, just with the early morning fogs at the moment and those big red Rover buses that are going up there in the morning with the traffic coming down. The cars have got no hope and they're going to the edge of the road. So it doesn't have to be tonight, just if we can just have a notice.
I think I can just simply say at this stage that there's a decision that is likely to be before us at the July ordinary council meeting, is that right?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor.
So I think we'll know more after that date.
Thank you.
And the
third one is on Castle Rock Road. Firstly, I want to say what a great job council and their staff have done with repairing the gap from the state it is to what it has done. They've done an awesome job up there. But on from 650 Castle Rock Road to 780 Castle Rock Road, there's it's an undulating section of the road, and in at least three parts of that road on the offset verge of it, right next to the tar, there's places that's up to 300 mil deep, and the lady that rang, or the person that rang me, actually was overtaking a car in the afternoon, the sunlight going up there, and actually went off into that dip. Is that something that Mr. Mayor, we can put forward to the Works Department to see if we can have a look at sort of getting some of that filled in? There's been patches of it filled in already, but you know, it's up to 300 mil deep, and that lady has damaged a tyre and a rim by coming off the road in that section.
Is that something we could also take on notice? Because I suspect that we're not going to have specific...
No, absolutely. Take on notice is fine. That's okay.
And it may be because it involves that one incident that it might be something that we might have to receive by letter.
rather than in a public meeting.
Yeah.
If the council staff have to go into some inquiry as to what all the causes of all of this were.
The second one is a maintenance schedule for the edges of Thomas Mitchell Drive from the Devon Road intersection to the 80k zone, particularly on the Mount Arthur side. Have an update on that maintenance due to the same thing off the side of the tar is pretty horrendous in some places. We could just get back to you on that, please.
Thank you. So we'll take that on notice as well. Are there any other questions about notice?
Those are two minutes.
Thank you. I think that then takes us to a motion to adjourn to the close council.
No,
I missed something.
Yeah.
Now you were.
It looks a little bit like Honey Lane, but it can't be. Is that a? That's not the quarry, is it?
Yes.
Causey Park.
So it's a question about Causey Park. It's a question about the development council award.
One, two, three, four, five. Excavation. Good.
Do you mind if we take that question on notice?
Yeah.
But I know that council staff have been having conversations with the applicant in that matter some state agencies. And I can't tell you where that's all up to.
So I take that on notice. Let a public go. Yeah. Thank you. That's the council meeting. We all got invited to attend, but due to council meeting and the timing, we wouldn't get to go to it either.
That causes you luck, I suppose.
All right. Well, thank you. If there's no other questions, we might go into closed council. It's Councillor Letton, Councillor Rees. Any dissent? I put that all those in place say aye.
Aye.
Coaching aye. Aye. So it's carried.
Sorry, I'll just.